Hi, this is Dr. Toni Cooper, and this is Life Without Baggage. In this podcast, I'll help you develop a stronger sense of self, develop firmer boundaries, and also learn how to lean into the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit, who can help you navigate life. I have dozens of bonus videos posted that will help you in these areas, and also will help you develop stronger coping skills. In each of the program notes, there's a link where you can request a free digital book, Understanding Your Dreams, where you can find my other media, and also where you can find my books on Amazon. Just a reminder before we get into today's episode that this is not a substitute for medication or counseling. If you're having thoughts of harming yourself or another person, or if this material triggers you, please contact your doctor or a mental health specialist to help you with your concerns. Now, here's today's episode. Welcome to another episode of Life Without Baggage. Today, I'm going to be talking about grief and depression. I'm in the series on sharpening your coping skills. And before I get into the episode, if you have any questions for me or want to leave me a comment about something that you're learning, I would love to hear from you. On Spotify, there's an easy way to send me a message, but you could also use my website if your platform doesn't give you that option. If you're not already following me, I ask that you would please follow or subscribe to this podcast. Whatever your platform allows you to do, I would appreciate that. And I've talked a lot about my ebook, so I'm not going to describe it for you again. But if you would like a free copy of my ebook, there'll be a link for that. So let's get into today's episode of grief and depression. So let me be clear that this is not a way to diagnose yourself. If you have concerns, you need to talk to your doctor, but this is just information to help you understand yourself and to, I guess, improve your emotional intelligence would be one way to say it. This is from my book, Anxiety, Depression, and Helplessness. So obviously, this is from the chapter on depression. Now, a lot of people get confused about depression, anxiety, what's the difference? So by the end of this episode, you'll know the difference. But anxiety is more that sense of worry, tension, restlessness. It's uncomfortable. Whereas depression kind of sucks the life out of you. So let me read you some symptoms related to depression. So it can affect people in different ways. Some people it actually affects physically. I have a number of clients that their doctor sends them for counseling because they have a lot of medical complaints, and it seems as though stresses or losses, rejection, grief, it's impacting their physical functioning. And so they just need a little assistance handling the emotional factors that are affecting them. So the obvious ones are mood. You feel sad. Sometimes people are irritable when they're depressed. And there can be more sense of guilt or worthlessness connected to depression. Anxiety tends to be, more stress and worry, as I said. I mentioned that it impacts our physical functioning. It can change your appetite. It can change your sexual interest. There's a lot of impact on physical functioning when a person is depressed. We talked in the last segment about the thought patterns. There's more negative thinking, more self-critical thinking, and sometimes they're suicidal thoughts. So again, you need to see a doctor if you're struggling with that. The suicidal thoughts is not a normal part of life. It's serious. And so you should take it seriously. Or if someone you love talks about it, you need to take it seriously. You've crossed from normal loss or grief into depression. Oftentimes, people lose interest in things that they used to enjoy. It can impact your sleep. So there's lots of ways that our whole being reacts when we're struggling with depression or depressive symptoms. So you can see this is different from grief. So let me talk a little bit about what grief is. There's a lot of overlap between grief and depression, but I'm going to try to treat them as very different entities. But you might be familiar with the five stages of grief. These were described by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And the stages are denial, like, I can't believe this is happening. Anger, why did this happen? Bargaining, where we try, and in that stage, a lot of times people think, well, what could I have done to prevent this? Then there's depression, sadness, the pain of the loss, and then a gradual acceptance that this happened and I can't change it. Now, grief is an expected reaction to especially a death or a serious loss. Many times I help people in my office grieve a relationship that is never going to be what they want it to be, whether it's with an adult child, a parent, a partner, that there's a grief that occurs when we lose something that we're not going to get back. So there's a lot of pain, but it's expected. Generally speaking, grief in its purest form does not completely change your view of yourself. It may change drastically your view of the future, but it doesn't change your sense of value or worth. But there's a certain amount of shock or disbelief that occurs at the beginning. And then there is more anger about things that went wrong. Again, why did this happen? And it's normal for people to feel guilt, as though they could have prevented the loss. And logically, we know there's a lot of things we can't prevent, we can't control, but it's pretty normal to experience some level of guilt over, maybe I could have done more. What if I had done this? And, you know, they called that the bargaining. So it's important if you feel like you're stuck in, how could I have prevented this from happening, that from happening, whether it's a death, whether it's some form of rejection, some form of loss. But we have to come to terms with the fact that there is loss, that there is grief, and there's a lot of things we just can't control as human beings. So grief tends to go in waves. It lightens over time, but then there are triggers to the grief where anniversaries, special occasions, holidays, it just comes back in a wave and then it kind of subsides. And that's different from depression that tends to be pretty chronic. It doesn't come and go. Maybe it briefly improves if the person goes to work or goes out with friends and then it comes right back. So depression is more of a chronic state and grief is more of stages. So I'm going to make some suggestions about things that people can do when they're struggling with grief. If you have lost someone, if there's been the end of a relationship for one reason or another, somebody moves, a divorce, there are support groups for grief, grief recovery groups, divorce recovery groups. You might want to think about getting into a group where you're going to be supported, where you're going to be listened to, and other people who have been through something similar can be understanding. They're not going to judge you. They know it's hard. Try to limit other sources of stress while you're recovering in the process of grief. Try to avoid making any big decisions if you can. We don't make great decisions when we're sad, when we're depressed, when we're overwhelmed. So if you can postpone some of the big decisions, that might be a good idea if you have that option. Accept the fact that some things are going to hurt and they're going to hurt for a while. It doesn't mean you're weak. It doesn't mean your faith is lacking, that this is part of being on earth. It says in John chapter 11 that Jesus wept. So if Jesus wept, then It's okay for us to cry when we need to. It's a process to recover from grief. You know that I'm a big fan of journaling. And so sometimes people write what's called like a continuous letter. In other words, it doesn't have to be coherent. You just write that day, your sadness, how you miss the person. If you're mad at the person, I told you not to do that, whatever it is. I mean, there's such complex mix of feelings when we're grieving. And so you just write that day, whatever's on your heart or mind. And then the next day, you just write wherever you're at so that you continue to process whatever's happening inside of you. It's normal when people have lost someone to talk to them as though they can hear you. And people go through a lot of this even with pets. I've had quite a few people that their pet loved them and they loved that pet. And it was very, very deeply grieving to them when they lost that pet. So don't judge yourself if you're in that situation. Pets love us all the time. People are not so reliable sometimes. Another thing you can do when you are in the grieving process is, and you can do this whether the person is alive and you're grieving because the relationship has ended, or whether the person has passed away. But there are things called mourning rituals. Mourning is mourning. It's related to grief. That you can go to a place and say goodbye. You can write a letter and go to a special place and say goodbye. You can come up with any kind of ritual. Ritual means like something symbolic that you do in order to take care of what you need to say. Many people go to the cemetery and they talk to the person. That's part of the mourning process for many people. So whatever works for you, give yourself permission to do some things you need to do to take care of yourself and to walk yourself through that process of grieving. It takes time. You can't speed it up. If you think you're stuck, then you want to talk to somebody or get in a support group. So those were some thoughts on managing grief and how it differs from depression. And I'm going to get more into ways to manage depression, ways to take care of yourself in the next episode. So let me pray for you. Lord, thank you that you are available to us, regardless of what we're going through, that you want to walk through things with us, that on this side of heaven, there are a lot of things that trouble us, hurt us, losses that we go through. So I pray that your presence would be evident to this listener as they go through the ups and downs of life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for listening today. This is Dr. Toni Cooper, and this is Life Without Baggage. If you made it through all the way to the end, would you just send me a message and say, I listened all the way to the end? I would like to celebrate that with you. It would mean a lot to me. And if this helped you, share it with a friend. I'll talk to you next time more about managing depression.